Thank you so much for that. Good morning, everyone. As Adam said, my name is Dr. Amanda Furness, and I'm one of the chemistry and math professors in the School of Science and Engineering. It's my pleasure today to introduce our first pillar, which is how CCU transforms the lives of students through the process of formation. Colorado Christian University transforms the lives of students through an academically rigorous, Christ-centered higher education. We shape the lives of students through academics, athletics, and spiritual formation as they grow in their academic knowledge and Christian faith. After I completed my postdoctoral training, I wasn't entirely sure that I wanted to teach. My parents were both educators, and I saw how difficult it could be. But after a lot of encouragement and some prodding from my mountain-loving husband, I decided to pursue the position at CCU, and I accepted it, and I never looked back. I fell in love with CCU, and I found out that teaching is truly my God-given calling. I can't imagine doing anything else, and honestly, I wouldn't want to. I'm so happy to be part of CCU's commitment to transforming student lives, and it truly starts with our distinguished faculty. We now have a total of 69 undergraduate faculty members on our campus and 59 graduate school faculty members. With an average class size of 15 students in the undergraduate side and 12 students in the graduate school, each student truly gets an individualized, personalized attention from their professors. During the 5 years I've been here at CCU, I have come to know my fellow professors and fellow faculty members. Each one of them provides expertise in their field, presenting students with a rigorous academic journey. Most of them would agree that the best part of our job is by far building the relationships with our students and serving as discipling mentors, not only in the classroom with academic guidance, but also spiritual formation as well. This, along with campus life, furthers student transformation. CCU is intentional about building a community of students united by a common commitment to Christ. At CCU, students quickly become part of a Christian campus community that's learning and growing together. They say the campus experience has strengthened their Christian faith. And last night, I had the opportunity to speak with some parents of current CCU students, and they all agreed and were able to share testimonies of how much their students are being impacted and transformed. This is the beauty of the traditional residential experience at Colorado Christian. We have all heard stories of Christian kids who get sent to secular universities and are attacked for their faith or influenced to turn away from it. It is the exact opposite here at CCU. We don't tear students' faith down, instead we build it up. We do this by integrating the Bible, actively stressing the gospel, and continually reminding each of our students of God's call on their lives, both inside and outside of the classroom. A profession of faith is required by all of our students and employees, which further solidifies our sense of community. Students have numerous opportunities to grow spiritually, starting with chapel worship, which occurs twice every week. We believe that chapel helps point our hearts and minds to Jesus as we worship him in spirit and in truth. It sets the tone for the spiritual atmosphere on campus. Also, our campus ministry department helps students get plugged into discipleship and mentoring groups, prayer ministries, small Bible studies, both on and off campus. The Bible teaches us that some Christians are called to plant, some are called to water, and others are called to harvest. All are equally important. The waterers cannot water if there was nothing planted in the first place, and the harvesters have nothing to harvest if the crop was not watered. Okay, I realize my Iowa girl is coming out here a little bit by talking about crops, but hang with me for just a second. In my personal life, I have always considered myself to be a waterer, especially when it comes to spiritual formation and sharing the gospel. I find myself pouring into people's lives, encouraging the growth and health of their relationship with Christ. After my time at CCU, I noticed this theme in my academic education as well. I would consider myself a waterer for my students, and the classes that I teach give me an opportunity to do this. I mainly teach general science and general math for non-science and non-math people. the seed of a well-rounded liberal arts Christian education has already been planted. They want to be at CCU, just maybe not in my class. I get it. Math and science are not for everybody. They're not everyone's favorite subjects, even though they're mine, and I think that they're awesome. So what do? I water. It's an opportunity for me to pour into my students' lives. My goal is to help students appreciate at least one thing about science or math by the end of the semester. I typically start my classes by telling them, I'm not trying to convert you to a science lover, but grow you into a science appreciator. This tends to disarm them, and then I want them to see that science is really just a gift that allows us to study the beauty of God's incredible design. At the end of my classes, I frequently have students that come up to me and say, I guess it wasn't that bad, or you made it not so terrible. To me, this is a win, right? I was able to pour into their lives and transform their perception on math and science. And then they get to go on and take upper level classes in specializing in their field where they can be harvested by other professors. But I like to remind those professors it was my watering that got them there. It is now my privilege to introduce our Pillar One presenter, Dr. Brian Crutcher. Brian and I work together in the School of Science and Engineering. I have the privilege of working with his students in general chemistry, math, and statistics. They then get to go on to take exercise physiology, whatever that is, where he gets to harvest their passion for kinesiology. I don't think I have ever worked with another professor who cares more about his students than Brian does. If a student comes to his office, and they do all the time, he will drop whatever he's doing and take his time to give them his full attention and focus. Brian is a specialist in the field of kinesiology and exercise science, and he helped found the kinesiology and exercise program at CCU. Additionally, Brian is a certified strength and conditioning specialist and a certified exercise physiologist. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Brian Crutcher.